begin kein daten sagt es bekam daten und da beginnt am lauf beginnt das was ich sagen mache eine beide in der haut so needs I to the friendship says thesis well hi sogi obviously the sogi is kerbusha the masakha la khalik ma khadokh in that without the I you would say that it'd be together and you need I to separate them in all places would be innocent the ain't so khalik he holds that no even with just above you would say that they're separate so obviously the sogi is going to be issued problem is it's thesis but it's a one because him kane if that's the case sogi comes out to this So it's like Hilchus, so it's not like the halacha, because the parakah, so the Gemara said, the Gemara explains that, oh, machlik zabai and rabba is this machlik zabai, how's it could be, it's very rabba could be innocent. Now, we come like rabba, we know we hold like rabba, like rabba, the abaya, we're going to abaya. And so the parakah, it's a vizu benayim, the Gemara chulna vayin chas and beis, give a fuk to the chishon lezera av, of a concern for the patrilineal seed. Mash mitzalt to talk before kibbutz and beis, not me yeshul tmol, I'm on the place, why don't we like the one that holds like kibbutz and because we pass in like rubber. So Tais has this question in two different places. The sugya seem to be like a beach here when seemingly rubber, who we hold like, passes like a beach. Connect this to Nasa to begin with the words of Gemara. I would have said, if I would have said, sure, I would have said only that which is sacrificed in Mizbech. So Tais, it's a wonder. Normally, if in Hacha, why would you learn that after Mishra? Why don't you learn the church from Mishabbos, the exertion from Mishabbos, which tells us all animals? Maskananami, the Rambin Oifis, and the Maskan also learns out Oifis and the Ksib Yashal Balav, because we know we're called Yashal, it says Yashal Balav, which is called Nisle Balav, whatever's on this. Lamali, what do I need that for? What do you need to learn up from that? Like Nil Mishar Shar, what do you learn up from Shar Shar, or Chamoy Chamoy Mishabas, Kmech Hasima, like we learn regarding muzzling, Afrika, regarding unloading, like Kamanda, as the Gemara brings later on Amad Beis, or Nele Miradam, but of course then you would know to exclude Adam. Because the Lekim Mishabas, that you cannot learn that from Shabbos, didn't come on like the one says in Amad Beis. It's going to be Klayim, regarding Klayim, that we say, that the comparison of the Eved to the Beim is only regarding resting in Shabbos, not for anything else. So it's regarding the Gyan of paying double, Vashabas, the way they return the lost object. So people come on, why is it going to have to bring a Reba later on Amad Beis, Nele Mishabas, why didn't you Reba learn it from Shabbos? Now, miho ibn lahat rosh dar sinai for separating the no one's able to touch sinai nicha, that makes sense. Le shaykh lemel mishabas, that you cannot learn the mishabas, that dialed them rasas deliveries. That's what the word said yet at that point. It was right before. But regarding all these other things, why don't you learn them from Shabbos? Which is said in the Sarah Sadibas. If someone says, like you say, is the mokum shaykh lichba chlaprat. No, when you could expound a chlaprat, which is what our Gemara is saying, lo yifinu shayr shayr mishabas, then you learn that out, you don't learn out from Shabbos. All those things that you could darshin the klal prat, the darshin the kefil, which darshin the behedi b'merubin later on the pesam b'gimel aleph, ilav rebuy the kol. If not for the rebuy of kol, and therefore you can't learn that for Shabbos because it is a klal prat. The same thing you can explain by Shabbos aveda. Abachal achrini, but all the but all other things are similar to the midrash of klal prat the klal that. That you can't dash them or clap out the clock. And then you can learn it out from Shabbos, as Igmar learns those other things are learned out from Shabbos. But therefore here, sure, we would have said it's excluding anything that's not Kavlagam Mizbech, because you would not know it from Shurch or Shabbos, because you could learn it as a clap out. Next time Smash begins the Gemara, I would have thought to say, as we said in the previous Divine Maschel, only Kavlagam Mizbech, that would sacrifice Mizbech. Toys says, but Perikam, the condition of the design of an Avgabah Hanoka, according to Allah, that you have to gift. To your slave when he's departing. The Chassid says in the pasuk, "Tzoy and Gerbi Yakev, that sheep and from the granary and from the vet." Levin might call davar. We don't exclude all things she'in kovigam mizbech. That's not sacrificed on mizbech. Why not? Which Tais is bothered by the question. Those things, those items, grit, flour, wine, and sheep are all things that are on mizbech. So why do you say the same thing Agumar is saying over here? So Tais says no. In the greenery, have a comment from Shane Kriven the Mizbech. There are many things that are in the greenery that cannot be sacrificed on the Mizbech. And therefore, it doesn't make sense to say that it's like the prat that has to be sacrificed in the Mizbech. There we have to look into this. This requires further analysis because the Chassid says in the Pasuk called Maisa Izim, Tischato, where the Amar, it means that regarding things that you have to purify when you get this back from the Kalim of Midyan. The Amar Izim, why is it goats? The Muti Eifers to exclude birds. The Milam didn't call the Bashin called Mizbech. Why don't you exclude that which is not sacrificed in Mizbech, which is what Izim are? Now, so it says, however, Mi'u'ullah, who listened to the Mekaman regarding to that version that the Gemara says later on Amid Beis? Kol Ribuyuhu, It's a ribui like kosher mehosim because it actually also says we're there call two, and therefore there's a ribui, and therefore that's why I'm not going to say that it's only something that's covered on mizbeach. Next says masal to begin with the words gemara ben Yehuda, or even according to Yehuda, the question is the mabe kelim that includes kelim. In the Mazik of Bar, Kelim, how could it be? It says that the Hamei would mean it's qualified by someone that dies. There's no death in Kelim. Which says, we're going to say, wait a second, am I Parach? So what's the Gemara asking on Rabbi Yehuda, Kolshkein? But all the more so, since you're right, they're not things that quote unquote could die, that's what going to be Yehuda, we have to include it. Because you wouldn't have known it. So what's the question on Rabbi Yehuda? What's the understanding of the Ribuya? We're saying, Ribuya. If not for the Ribuya, we would have said that we would have excluded Kelim from Chamor. So, because of the Ribuya, that we then include Kelim. Halachi Parach, that's what the Gemara is asking. Bein Rabban, the Ma'at Lukin, not Chamor, whether Grand Rabban, that exclude Kelim from the word Chamor. Oh, Ben, you did the Ma'at Lukin, Ma'at, the next word, Oi, which is Lafukim Mita Chamor, which is coming to exclude from the Miyut of Chamor. Wait a minute, what do you mean? What Miyut? You don't need a Ribuya. That, because you wouldn't have known that they're to be mayit, because they're not b'nei misin, and that was the question on Rabbi Yehuda too. No, he says, "Mat b'nei misin." The words of Gemara, "Ben Rabban, Ben Rabbi Yehuda, Kelim b'nei havlin." And what do you mean? Do you think vessels are things that could get ruined from the foul here? Now, fill the manda is like the perkam neichim, according to one that holds on daf chav testament alf. So Rabbi Yehuda, they're going to be the mafkin nizak of lachem filled b'shia. If you declare ownless, you're damaging elements. After your fall was negligent, potter, you can be exempt, even though your falling was your own liability. Still, you can be exempt. If that's the case, comes out that the only time Rabbi Yehuda is going to hold that you're going to be chayiv is going to be a pit in your own private property, because he holds that Rabbi Yehuda is not going to be like that, and if it's in the field, it's Shia, even there you're going to be potter. Now, the problem is, Beber Shusa is of Shapa, Lemif to kill in the Chavata. So it comes out that when it's in your own private property, you do need to exempt vessels for the bang, because the Chavata Didehu, because the bang is yours. So what's the Gemara asking on Havlo? Forget about Havlo. The only case of you that could hold that you can be Chayiv is Beber Shusa. There's no other case conceptualization. And if that's the case, so then it's your own property. So it's not karka oilim. So that's why you're going to be liable. So it's not because of havla. So what's my asking on your behudo of kem b'nei havla? So it's a mekumbukum park shop. Still, the Gemara is a good question. Why? Because the behezek hevel mishtoi kra. Ultimately, the pasig is talking about the damages of the foul ear. Mididol roshchav, like Rav had expounded on dafnunim abeis, where it says in the Torah, Benafal, that the animal falls, which Ashibal Derech Nafila, which is the way it falls, which is from the Hevel, which has the falling head first. Now, the Chabot, the Echad Havadidei, you're right, the bang, when it is his own property, has to be Kavachim, learn from Kavachim. But ultimately, the Pasuk is talking about Hevel. But Hevel, the Mishtoah, is Shtoah Bekra. Now, regarding the what the Pasuk is talking about regarding Hevel, Islam Lashkuchi, the Buddha, the Kelim, the Buddha, we have to try to find. Where is it pertinent, the Rebbe of Kalim, according to Yehuda? However, says Tesa Miu, Ein Nidr, Shiyidr, Shabbi Yehuda. It doesn't seem that Yehuda would expound a fill of Rav, Achiyibu Derech Nafila, that until you fall forward, because Kimin Lem Chayv El Bavar Rishusa, just like we stated in our question, according to Yehuda, there's only liability of when it's a bar in your Rishus. So Ein Lidr Shay. So really, it doesn't really apply this drasha of Hevel, because it's your own property, which is a liability of Chavata too. Kamesh Shmuel in Darsha, just like Shmuel does in Darsha. Shem the B'chol Mokum Sheis Chayev BeHevel, Mishchay BeHevel Chavata. Because although he holds of Hevel, we said, but he holds Chavata too. So then we don't Darsha this actually Yipul Derech Nefila, because it's not true. It's not only Derech Nefila. So that therefore, as Taisa, it would seem that Rabbi Yehuda would not hold of this drasha of Hevel. The next place master begins the Gemara. Chamor the boiler b'yud v'chulu. The what do you do with the word chamor in the parasha of Bar Kuntu b'yudah? Says, "Vod l'kamenami." Why don't you say also another question? Yom le'bisul. because the Rishon goes to come in the beginning, and goes to come later on. It's be dam and am lechoshev elahanoch the dam. So there also that you have, which the Bach has in the way kasha, that you have also over there something that that's not clear what you say with that word, the word gam of Beis Hill. She says this is lechoshev ela, because here we're not counting only hanoch the dam, the habo balachayim, which only those that are living creatures. And that's what asking chamor and seh, but not the word gam. But Tez continues, it says, hikshar avir moisha mi fantaisa. The ema, what do you mean? Why don't you say the chamor is lemaic dogas? Why don't you say that the word donkey is going to take switch dogas? That for that, you're not going to be liable for. Lemarie says, no, the mandala don't dinigami. According to one that does not hold that there's liability of indirect causation, which is a big discussion on exactly what does gami actually mean. A filhu atme pater, even he himself would be exempt on the star, because it's garmi, it's only in the cause, because what you do, you didn't do any damage to him, you just tore up a paper, which now he can't collect, you didn't do actually anything. And the man didn't do garmi, and even according to one of the holds that you're liable for garmi, it's only rabbinically, the book of Perek Prince, obviously, from the they don't have Sanah Prism at all. He asked the question was, did they do it, the kona of the victim, when someone was a meiser, when he gave over to the authorities, early or not? Now, if he didn't make their eyes, if it's their biblical, why wouldn't you make the same thing by a meiser, like by a nixel, they're both their eyes? Obviously, because it's rabbinic, and that was the Gemara's question, do we say it has that application or not? And therefore, that's why it cannot be excluding stars, because it's not even the biblical halacha to be saying that we're excluding it. Next, that's not the beginning of the Gemara. Now, according to everyone, the word said by a lost object is difficult. What do we do with that word? So it says, it's okay, you need it for itself. To be a prat and klal, and that is only because you have, even if you have a klal, but only if you have a prat beforehand, and then a klal, so then manasa klal moisim al prat. So then the klal is adding on to the prat, and then you're going to be including everything. Because the Shevach Hamor v'Salmo, it's Kol Chad v'Chad Lemilse. Those other words that it says, where it says other problems, you don't need to say for that. No, they need it for each one its own halacha. Kedosh Perigim Tzitz, like Gemara Darshan Bam Zinav Chabzayim Adav. If you look at the Miyatim, if you didn't have extra word of say, I have Mishayri, Chad Minayel, the Prada Kol, then you would have to leave over one of the other things with Prada Kol. But Lav Darshan Bamidi, then you wouldn't be able to expand something, but we need each one of them to expand something else. The Hashem says, because the B'chamokim should prat the klal. Anytime you have a specific than the general, Roger ben Shmulik and Tam, he would give a reasoning, Lama lila prat. Why do you need a specific? Keeping the Shabbat, because anyways, including all things. The Pharisee explains, the Hashem Yishdavam Shalom Yisrael Meklal, maybe there are certain things that would not be included from the klal. In Lishikom prat, if you didn't have a specific, Liyas klal Moshe v'lov v'rabbis kol daba, that the klal should be adding on, including all things. And that's what the Gemara is asking, that the one who wrote the Gemara knew, Tema'veda stam ha'vashamina and shabba kol avedim. You just said avedim, you wouldn't know all avedim, kili yesh pradiklal, as if it's pradiklal. She'lamayit shum avedim, we wouldn't be excluding anything else, mebinya ava, mekabachayim, shamina, or any other way. But in sovgang prad, then we don't need a prad, k'dei shalamayit my klal, that you shouldn't exclude from the klal, shum daba, adei shum din, through anything in any other way of exposition. And that's the Gemara's question. What do you need it for? We now, another approach is L'chol Avedik Siv. And it says the word L'chol Avedik. L'chol Ribuya, it's Ribu. The rabbis call Avedik include all lost objects. Kiliyash Pratiklal. That's another way of saying as if it was already Pratiklal. And therefore, that's why you don't need to have Seh. And Avedik, the Shem and Nevavid Zah, though we dash from the numbers of the Chavam, basically, Avedik is a moment to include the halacha of the lost object of a mummer, Mekamokam, Ove, Kalmin Shami, you can still expand Kalaveda, the Tavaya, Kalibuya, Aveda, Bachicha, it's going on both words, Mabina, Kalaveda, Kalachicha, Lutachicha, and if you would know it already, and therefore again, you know everything already, and that's what the question is, what do you need to say for?